There's two things that I want you to think about this morning from this reading, and we'll talk a bit about them. One is the narrow gate, and the other is this banquet, this reclining in the kingdom of God. And then, of course, Jesus, through the gospel writer, always mixes stuff up a little bit, that there are those who are last will be first, and those who are first will be last. This juxtaposition and flipping. So when you think about this story and you hear Jesus saying this, enter through the narrow gate, the narrow door, and this in contrast is, we talk about Jesus is going to Jerusalem, and we know what happens when he gets to Jerusalem. He's killed. So this is the journey that the gospel writer is preparing us for. And when you get to Jerusalem, there's a huge wide gate that throngs, many people can enter into. And yet Jesus is telling this story that there's a narrow door, a narrow gate. So what's the narrow gate for you? When you look at that gate, what is that gate? And what's on the other side of the gate? Usually when I'm working and preparing a reflection, Saturday evening I have it nailed. I know exactly what I'm going to say. And when I wake up on Sunday, it's all gone.
Diva just said, you forget before you say it.
It's like little mice. They just scurries away. So I was complaining bitterly about that weakness in my personality. And Janelle says to me this morning, well, tell me what you're going to talk about. And I said, the narrow gate, a story about Jesus. And I said to her, what's the narrow gate? She said, prayer. I said, okay. That makes sense. Hadn't considered that. Narrow gate being prayer. St. Teresa of Avila talks about the narrow gate, but she talked about the hinges on the door of the gate. Hinges. Being prayer, humility, and self-knowledge. Prayer, humility, and self-knowledge. Being the hinges that swing the gate. But what's the gate? God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever would believe in him would have eternal life. Jesus is the gate. Yeah. But again, what was Jesus' most important teaching? When the folks said to him, Lord, what, you know, of all the stuff you've said, what is the most important teaching? If you boil it down to one thing, and we've talked about this time and time again. Love the Lord God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. On this hinges all the law and the prophets. So we have this narrow gate. We have Jesus' example of love. His example of love on the cross, of offering his life for us and to us, and setting that example. And then we know that we each are made in the image and likeness of God. And that God is crazy in love with us. I mean, just nuts about us. About you. Often folks think that the narrow gate is right behavior. If I do all the right stuff, then I get my ticket punched. The buzzer goes off. I made it. Woo! Through the narrow gate in heaven, right? because I did all the right stuff, right activity. And I don't think so. It's just me, but I hope there isn't a big scorecard in the sky, because I'm doomed. You know, I have to throw myself on the mercy of God. The narrow gate. What's the narrow gate for you, and what's on the other side? Because we're told that there are people that will stand outside that narrow gate, that door, and say, to put it in our terms, wait a minute, Lord. I ate and drank with you. I went to church. I lit candles and put in money in the collection basket. I went to communion. I did all this stuff. And Jesus says, I don't know you. Who are you? I don't know you. Go away from me. The door's locked. I'm not letting you in. So there's wailing and gnashing of teeth. I mean, moral behavior is important, and yes, that's clearly a part of the teaching of the Gospels and the example of Jesus. But entering through that narrow gate is not a matter of going to church or right behavior. Those are important things, but that's not the ticket, because that's what these folks were saying. Who's going to be saved? Are they many? And realize that what the questioners of Jesus are dealing with is, we're Jews, and all of y'all are Gentiles. And what they wanted to hear is, oh, the Jews are going to get their tickets punched, but all those Gentiles, all those bad folks, yeah, they're going to go to hell. They're going to cook. Which brings us to the second point of the discussion. This kingdom. Once you enter through the narrow gate, there's this banquet, and people are eating and reclining with the Lord in this heavenly banquet. And what I'd like you to do is imagine that banquet. As you look around the banquet table and the banquet room, who's there? Who's in that banquet? Only white people? Look around. Are there any people that are not white in that banquet? Only people that are Republicans that voted for Donald Trump? Only people that are Democrats and are never Trumpers? Who's in the banquet? Are there any non-Catholics at the banquet? Did a Baptist or a Methodist or a Lutheran happen to slip in and somebody didn't check him? Check his ID or her ID? Different genders, men and women. Who's at the banquet? Are there Jews at the banquet? Are there Muslims at the banquet? Are there Hindus at the banquet? Are there Buddhists at the banquet? Are there people that didn't hear the gospel and were just struggling to get by and open their heart? Look around the banquet room. Are there gay people at the banquet? When you look at the banquet, who's there? Jesus says, many who are first will be last. And many who are last will be first. You got this narrow door. Each one of us, in a very, very short period of time, are going to pass through that door. We're going to step over into the other side. And when we step through the veil, there's going to be a banquet. Who's there? I've experienced people that have very, very few folks that they allow at the banquet. But you know what I've experienced of people that have that belief? Is they're always in and other people are always out. You ever notice that? Yeah, we're all at the banquet, but like, you know, people on the other side of the street aren't. You don't hear people saying, yeah, well, there's the banquet of heaven, but I'm not included because I'm not the same as them. But I think that it's worth having the discussion, not only as a community, because whoever we allow at the banquet, we have to allow through those doors. And whoever we allow at the banquet, we have to open our heart to. Because if you can look around the banquet room and you can see that in your image of that banquet, you have allowed folks to be there, and yet you can't abide them in your own heart, that's going to challenge you to open your heart. It's going to challenge you to sacrificial love. I think ultimately that's the narrow door. That love that Jesus showed us. That love that went to the cross. Even when his faith was rattled, and some really, legitimately, I think, say that Jesus lost his faith on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? Where did you go? And yet, what did not leave? Love. Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Then he says, into your hands I commend my spirit, just offering himself over. So as you pray today, and you pray in this liturgy, and you pray during the week, what's the narrow gate that you must cross through? I would offer to you that it's the gate of sacrificial love, and that the hinges on that door are prayer, humility, and self-knowledge, knowing what's going on. And that challenge for you is in the midst of your own soul, that you were made in the image and likeness of God, and you existed with Christ in the fullness of God before the creation of the universe, as St. Paul says. That you existed there. That in a very short time, we're all going to go through that door. And then the great challenge, I think, is to look around the banquet room and say, who's there? And I would offer to you that that banquet is an inclusive banquet, not an exclusive banquet. The criteria for entering that banquet, they're God's. God has set the criteria. So that's my reflection. I just offer it to you that you would look at the banquet, look at your own heart. Who do you let into your heart? Who do you keep out? And realize that ultimately the kingdom of God is within. That banquet exists within you. And who do you choose to love or not? Who do you include? Who do you exclude? And each one of us has to realize that the measure by which we measure will be the same stick that we are measured by. May the Lord bless us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.